brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us coming up in the next segment, Webster Griffin Tarpley, who's recently been in Syria and Libya after the Al-Qaeda takeover. He's going to be joining us. Guys, will you print me the Council on Foreign Relations report that was in Watson's article yesterday so I can actually read those quotes? Or it's over in the other studio from last night where I read the quotes of the CFR going, oh, Al-Qaeda is so brave and good and doing such a good job. Listen. If Al-Qaeda is brave and good, I'm a monkey's uncle, and I want potbelly pedophiles to not put their hands on my genitals, okay? I don't want checkpoints. I don't want all this stupid paranoia, okay? And let me tell you, the military is gearing up for martial law in this country and a giant Iran attack. Just that simple. And they staged 9/11. They can stage anything. We're in a lot of trouble, and I'm tired of it. I want my country back. I don't want to be a slave. It's real simple. I don't want foreign banks overrunning us and robbing the treasury. Jim in Minnesota, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I had some comments. I don't quite understand. I've been a citizen for a constitutional republic since 1990. And it just seems to me that if we take a dog license from the federal government, that we shouldn't be surprised how they treat us. Are you familiar with the power of visitation?
All right, you're getting into a bunch of patriot legal stuff about what type of citizen you are versus being part of the whole corporate globalist fiction. I know there's a lot of truth to that. The problem is the globalists don't care. They bomb whatever country, they drone whatever country, they put poison in the vaccines, they're lawless, flagrant criminals because we haven't gotten in their face and denounced them as scum. It's an info war. All the legalese and stuff, Jim, just doesn't really go anywhere because they don't care. I mean, I do think if you get out of their system and you want to effectively choose that route, that does hurt them. When people just don't comply with any of it and just do whatever you want, they're almost powerless. The problem is, then it's hard to operate on a large scale. Individually, if you have skills, you can operate pretty much out of the system. But to scale up to what we're doing, you can't do it. I appreciate your call, because I don't know really where you're going, and I'm done with that. Dave in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Yesterday's show was a real treat for me because you had on one of my heroes, William Norman Grigg. Now, he didn't get his information out, and I think he's too humble an individual to ask for that. But I'd like to do that, if I may.
Well, I gave his website out about 50 times.
But let me...
Hold on just a minute. I don't mind. Am I bad I had him on? Are you saying I didn't have him on, or what?
No. That was excellent that you...
No, but I'm confused. We gave his website out over and over again.
Okay, there's other stuff of his, which I'd like to review, if I may.
Sure.
Okay, first he has a blog called freedominourtime.blogspot.com has entries in it dating back to August 2006. If you take those and resequence them, you almost have a good quality textbook.
No, he's super smart. I'm really impressed. I mean, I've been watching his stuff and reading it for 17, 18 years, but he's very impressive.
And then he has a radio show, or he's a guest on a radio show called Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith. That's a Friday evening show.
No, Monteith's on this network. As a talk show, he probably didn't plug his show because that's not very polite. But listen, I got to jump. I appreciate you joining us. You can all be on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, and he'll be like, plug your radio show, which is just over the top nice. And I'm kind of like, okay, Infowars.com. But that's why that's happening. All right, we'll be right back with Webster Griffin Tarpley and Dan listening on XM 166. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Another worldwide hour, another transmission globally. You are listening to the voice of Alex Jones from Austin, Texas. That's me. And I know that we've got a bunch of callers. Webster Tarpley will be with us via cell phone as he drives to a TV interview for about 30 minutes. Then we'll take some calls. And then popping in, he just won his primary up in Michigan for Congress. That's right, Kurt Haskell, who witnessed the federal government getting the underwear bomber on the plane to blame the jihadis so they could have a pretext to have TSA roll out the body scanners. He's going to be popping in for about 10 minutes as well to talk about that victory so far. And we'll also get into Parkinson's sufferer arrested for not smiling in Olympic men's cycling race. This is the total paranoia of the 1984 police state. Actually, in 1984, if you didn't smile during the 10 minutes of hate while worshiping BB, Big Brother, you would be taken away to the ministry of love. And then, of course, a propagandist all worked at the ministry of truth. War is peace. freedom is, of course, a bad thing. Now, we're going to be talking to Dr. Webster Tarpley, doctor of history, also an economist, about his visits to war-torn, globalist-torn Syria here in a moment. He was also in Libya during the bombardment and predicted all of what's now unfolding. And now we've gone from them denying al-Qaeda as the main force to the CFR last week. We read the article last night on the news saying that al-Qaeda is brave and bringing leadership and hardness and is doing a great job blowing up churches and killing the Alawites and the Jews and other people. And our media is like, it's wonderful. We even had Dr. Steve Pachenik on, who's run the overthrow of governments, saying he thought it was wrong and then doesn't like the Russians and has fought against them famously, but has to pretty much say they're in the right here. Amazing times to have a government completely insane and out of control. So we are going to be breaking that down as well with Mr. Tarpley. Webster, breaking down the geopolitical situation right now, what do you make of the fact that al-Qaeda is being praised as the best thing since sliced bread?
Well, it's a sign of desperation, and I think the desperation comes from the fact that the Arab Spring is turning into the Saudi fall. And by that I mean, up to now, we've had these fake color revolutions that didn't really accomplish anything. Like the Time magazine cover was that Egypt was, after all, the revolution that wasn't. Very little changed in Tunisia, very little changed in Egypt. A lot changed in Libya, mainly for the worse. And, of course, what's going on in Syria now is the deployment of al-Qaeda as the NATO infantry. But now something else is happening, and I think this is actually a promising thing. Springtime of nations could be at hand. And what we're talking about here are the absolute monarchies, right? The feudal, reactionary, absolute monarchies of the Middle East. You're talking about Saudi Arabia, of course, the big one, the kingpin of the whole thing, but you've got Qatar, you've got Kuwait, that American soldiers actually went and died for to reinstall the Emir of Kuwait. You've got the United Arab Emirates, which is a congeries of these feudal monstrosities, right, relics of barbarism. You've got Oman, don't forget them. Sultan Qaboos, down there at the end, at the bottom of the Gulf. They continue. The Kingdom of Jordan, right? The Hashemite dynasty, King Abdullah, is very much a part of the attack on Syria. And we also should remember Morocco is still a dynasty. So you've got, I guess, seven or eight of these monarchies, except that they're not just monarchies. They're different than what you have in most other parts of the world, right? You look at, the Dutch, the Belgians, Sweden, Norway, there are still royal houses there. These are, in these cases, constitutional monarchies.
Well, they're vestigial.
With unlimited power.
They're vestigial.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I hope they're on their way out. And, of course, then you have the British. The British crown, of course, has some pretty serious real power, some of it on paper, some not. But right now, we've had the Saudis and Qatar, astonishingly, taking the lead in trying to destroy Syria. And now it looks to me like there's a realistic idea that the thing may boomerang, that there's going to be blowback, and the blowback may be real revolutions, right? A real revolution is when you overthrow a monarchy. I think that's elementary. There was a real revolution in Egypt when they got rid of King Farouk. There was a real revolution in Iran when they got rid of the Shah of Iran. So there are some real revolutions waiting to happen. And these are the ones you're not hearing about and you're not reading about. There have been riots going on in Bahrain continuously for a year and a half. They've gotten more intense over the last couple of weeks. And in Saudi Arabia, you have this so-called Eastern Province, right? Qatif, Q-U-A-T-I-F. This is where the oil is located to a significant degree. But it's also where the population are Shiites, and they don't like the sort of Wahhabite extremist rule of the House of Saud. And people have been getting killed there. There have been big demonstrations suppressed by security forces. Not a word coming from Hillary Clinton about any of that, right? Not a word from Obama or Susan Rice or from the Republicans, for that matter. And we've just gotten an opinion from a kind of a Saudi expert who says that he thinks that we right now in the Middle East, of course, we've got the Ramadan holiday, right, which Ramadan tends to suppress certain kinds of activity because you can't eat anything while the sun is out. So you got to eat breakfast really early and then fast all day, and then you break your fast when it gets to be dark. So it means that the amount of energy that people have is somewhat limited. This expert that I'm referring to, when he saw the demonstrations, he said, look, when the Ramadan ends, and that's in a couple of weeks, then there's going to be a big upsurge. There's going to be a big increase in the agitation against the House of Saud. And the other thing that he said, which I think is also significant, that the royal family of Saudi Arabia is beginning to splinter. In other words, there are factions that are emerging. And if that happens, that is, of course, the only way that an oligarchy like that could be disturbed in their power. But that's, it seems to be what's happening. And I guess the big headline in all of this is Prince Bandar, right? Prince Bandar that we've talked about in the past, right? The main political operative of the House of Saud in our time is Bandar Bush. He was here from, I think, 1983 to 2005. He was operating here in Washington, D.C. He was made the chief of Saudi intelligence in the same week that the Saudis were an integral part of that attack on Syria, right? The bomb in the government headquarters that killed the defense minister, generals, the crisis manager, Assad's brother-in-law, and so forth. The Saudis obviously had a big role in that attack on Syria. And within four or five days, there was a bomb at the Saudi intelligence headquarters, which officially killed the number two guy, the deputy to Prince Bandar. But Prince Bandar had just been named the head of Saudi intelligence. And there are reports coming from my friend Thierry Maison, not really totally confirmed, but then there are some people on the other side who say, no, it's not true, that Bandar also succumbed to that bombing attack. And whether that is true or not, I think you can see that something big is changing.
Sure, Webster, let's look at the wide. Hold on 1 second, my friend. I was about to go to break here. Give us a big pullback, you know, the big picture, geopolitically with Iran, the proxy war in Syria. Where is all this going on your radar screen?
Well, you mentioned Iran. Iran is coming out more and more in support of Syria. Russia is coming out more and more in support of Syria. The reason for that is that July 18th bomb, the big one that killed the defense minister, who was, interestingly, the top Christian in the government, he had to die. From that time on, it's more and more clear that the Syrian rebels are terrorists. I mean, a lot of us have known this for a long time, but it's something that you can then act on. The rebels have also kidnapped...
No, I mean, our media is now saying Al-Qaeda is sexy. I mean, the London Guardian was like, man, they get it done. And the CFR is like, I was like breathlessly talking about it like it was Marilyn Monroe or something.
Double think rules the day. After that bomb went off, you had a visit by the Syrian, the Syrian went to Iran. This is Moalem, heavyset guy. The foreign minister Moalem went to see his counterpart there in Iran, and that's Salehi. And Salehi said, I'm warning all those Arab countries that are fanning the flames in Syria, if you keep this up, you should not imagine that you will remain immune to this. I'm basically interpreting what he said, reading between the lines. He said, this is going to boomerang against you. And this, I think, was a signal.
Well, what he said is this is the beginning of World War III and that Iran is all in now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, the rhetoric is always thick and fast in the Middle East. But I think the big thing is that there's a serious mobilization of networks, right? Maybe it's Iranian networks. Maybe Russian networks. Maybe there are other networks. All kinds of possibilities that somehow...
That's right. Proxy wars go two ways. We'll be right back and talk about special ops, black op attacks all over the Middle East. against the nations pushing the proxy war, the doorsteps of Russia. Webster Tarpley's our guest. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. His site's Tarpley.net. Stay with us.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now, guys, you know what TGen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your TGen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Soon via video Skype. He's on the road right now. Webster, here's the deal. This isn't just chatter. It's admission. They're going live with it, promoting military on the streets, checkpoints, brigades in every city, basically martial law, all our police contacts. that we've talked to around the country on air and off, confirmed sources I have said, yeah, they're told basically something huge in October. Now, we know just because they're telling police that doesn't mean it's going to happen. But it means the safety is off. They're looking at an Iran attack. They think real proxy networks, not stage false flags, may hit. They're going to capitalize on that to take liberties. They got an army report out saying the Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. I mean, it is just, they don't care if everything's screwed up. They use it as a power grab. How much better would it have been with Mohammad Mossadegh, pro-West, a freedom lover, secular, building up Iran? It would be a beautiful tourist destination, a great place. We wouldn't have all this going on, but the British strategy of tension, they've just got to wreck all these countries so they can be at the top of the poop pile. I mean, it is really a horrible situation. Why are they gearing up for total martial law in the U.S.? Is it the Iran option? And how perilous is the world situation right now as countries square off?
Well, it's perilous because of the world economic and financial depression. And this is the absolute bedrock of any analysis. You've got to understand that we are in a situation between 1929 and 1933. There's a depression. Any analysis that doesn't start from the depression, the panic, and then the crash, and now a prolonged, protracted, and worsening depression, then you'll go wrong. And what you saw back in the 1930s is this three-stage process. Economic depression leads to authoritarian governments and dictatorships, and then that leads to world war. Now, we're stuck in that. The thing that I would strongly recommend everybody, do not, repeat not, go chasing after every tentacle that the enemy does. Don't go, protesting everything in the world, right? In other words, that amounts to surrendering to the will of the enemy. You've got to come into this with your own autonomous organizing perspective. Mine is called the National Anti-Austerity Committees. The presidential election is, I think, largely meaningless. Whether it's Obama, whether it's Romney, both are bad, obviously. In December, under the slogan of the fiscal cliff and the grand bargain, during the lame duck session of Congress, an attempt will be made to impose genocidal austerity, killer cuts on the American people. That's where the action is. The question is, can you break the power of finance capital or can you not, right? People went chasing after Occupy Wall Street, run by various kinds of anarchist takers. It's a failure. People ran after candidates in the Republican Party. That's also a failure. Now you've got to understand, it's a much bigger task. It's much harder. It's not easy. It's not prepackaged. You've got to have your own economic program. How would you take power and lead the country out of a depression? And not by prating about free markets, not by talking about genocidal cuts, not by going for the ideology of either of these two parties, but an actual competent recovery program. I have one on my site, Tarpley.net, right? It's a 5-point program, but we've got to somehow get a mass base for that.
We can be like France and have 75% tax rates on top.
Well, I don't know. That's not the end of the world. U.S. did fine with tax rates that high.
Tarpley, let me just stop you for a minute because I mean, I get the little sideways jabs there. Here's the deal. I don't want corporate welfare, and I don't like them shutting down their competition. That's real free American system. But all these big government systems, the government set up by the globalists to siphon off any type of money we try to put out there to get the economy going. I'm not even against those models, but it's all so corrupt. It seems like it's in a terminal implosion. So the best way is to have more people with government off their back. Everybody I know would expand their businesses if they had government off their back.
Yeah, but Wall Street is on the government's back.
I agree.
Wall Street runs everything. Wall Street rules the world. The government is a bureau of Wall Street.
So. I agree. All I ever hear about is more taxes on me, though, not on the offshore banks.
And if you talk to me, then you'd hear about Wall Street sales tax. Let's slap a 1% turnover fee, transaction tax, on everything over $1 million. So if they want to do flash trading and program trading, that's great. They're going to pay 1%.
No, I agree with that. To stop the fraud. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the point is you've got to have your own recovery program, and you've got to fight for it. And I think this is the big thing.
I'll tell you what, Webster, let's get you on sometime next week for a full hour or a commercial free on the nightly news. You know, during the interview, commercial free. We have commercials at the start and the end. Well, let's have you on for a full hour to lay out your recovery plan, and then we can debate it. How's that sound?
Delighted. And get ready for December. Get ready for the lame duck
and the so-called fiscal
cliff. Hey, you're on for an hour next week. Let's set it up right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Friends, Quasar, again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to jam in a few phone calls and hit a few news items ahead of our guest popping in with a quick interview here. A couple program notes. If you go to InfoWars.com and go halfway down the main front page, you'll see the InfoWars Insider, where we don't just have exclusive articles and videos for people that are InfoWars Insider free subscribers. We also have a daily news blast now we're doing with a boil down, MP3s, videos, you name it. And today I'm going to make sure we send out to everybody Full Spectrum Evil, Secrets of Global Domination. Now, that's red linked up at Infowars.com. It is a simply amazing 12-minute free video breaking down the secrets of global domination and how the New World Order engages in Full Spectrum Evil. They call it Balance of Power or Divide and Conquer or The Great Game. You want to understand how the banksters are taking over the planet, this is the film. Get it out to everybody. Now, the reason you want to sign up for the email is so you get it in your email and can then easily forward it to others. So that will be going out at about 4 o'clock today. But here's the reason you really want to sign up. We are going to have it in bulk at cost available for everyone. We're going to be able to forward selling this at cost and pay for the writers and the graphics people and all the rest of it because we sell advertising in it. But everyone who's part of the InfoWars Insider, on or before September 1st, you will get the first issue of InfoWars magazine. And I think it's going to be around 60-plus pages long. It is just going to be full of exclusive articles, but also boil-downs of our top stories of the month. And the graphics, the work in it, it looks world-class. It's going to blow people away. I'm going to put, I've now upgraded it from 50,000 to 70,000. I'm putting 50,000 on the streets of Austin. And I'm going to have 20,000 here for people to buy in bulk in groups of 100. Then comes out to like, how much is 100? What do we come up to? $50 for 100 of these to hand them out. I mean, what a weapon. What a weapon. And we'll have some smaller lots available as well. Or we're also going to have a subscription where you can sign up and have it mailed to you every month, like 5 copies of it. So you can have one for yourself, a gift for others. Because as print dies, print will actually come back. I mean, I know this. I'm calling it print 2.0. But it doesn't matter. Print's dying, not because of the internet, but because of the perfect storm of the bad information they've got, the disinfo. People are sick of it. This is going to be hard hitting. Wait till you see the cover of the first magazine. Here's the deal. Sign up at InfoWars Insider, InfoWars.com/newsletter. You can find it there as well. Sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and you will get it free. And it looks just like a magazine. You just flip the physical copy of it in your computer, in your iPad, in your iPhone, in your Droid, whatever it is. And you can download it and give it to others. Oh, it's going to be awesome. So the 200,000 people or so, I never really promote the InfoWars Insider that have signed up for that since we've been doing it last year, you will get this free. Free, 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 free. And the links, when you click on links in the new magazine online, it takes you to the websites. I mean, it's awesome. So that's all coming up. Wait till you see the new magazine. In fact, soon I'm going to do a video showing you some of the layouts, some of the articles. It's pretty amazing. And then our plan is to get partners out there who want to put it out in their area, whether they want to print 5,000 copies or 100,000 copies. They'll get part of the ad space, part of the article space, as long as you know you sign our agreement that you're for pro-liberty, freedom, won't put gambling, porn, you know, racism, stuff like that. Because, you know, to be an InfoWars sub-publisher, you'll have to, I mean, it's a free market. It's not censorship. You agree contractually that you're just into basic liberty and bringing everybody together against the globalists for a big win. Then you put your articles in, the spaces that are left, about half of it, and then your advertisers in. And then you print. It's free market. You sustain your printing and hopefully make some money to expand your printing. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I studied the whole thing. As big papers die, things like The Onion and local weekly city papers full of crud are replacing it. Disinformation, propaganda. This is going to be so explosive. But that's phase two. We got to set up the website after it first comes out, get affiliates around the country. But I want to get these out everywhere. So it's a very, 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 very exciting what's happening. If you want to send letters to the editor for the first issue, we're going to have a couple pages of your letters. Make sure it's not more than 4 or 5 paragraphs. Shorter is better, to the point. And send in your comments, your letters to the editor to letters@InfoWars.com. Letters@InfoWars.com. And I do plan down the road to have a monthly version for people available. We're also going to go to weekly. So we got a bunch of plans. Quite frankly, my plan is to go to like a 60 to 100 page glossy once a month and a weekly newsprint. But first, we're coming out with a magazine style, but in newsprint. So we're trying to up our fight against the globalist in every way. So be sure and sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter or just go to the Infowars Insider area and enter your email right there today. Now, lastly, I ran out of time during the break to take my double shot, is what I call it. I like to take a scoop of Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfowarsTeam.com with the new Polymers Plus with, well, yours truly on the cover. That's right. I said, hey, you ought to come out with a new Polymers that's even stronger. And they said, you know, it's funny you say that. We're coming out with one that's got the current berry and all of it in it. And I mean, tell you, I love the old Polymers. This is even better. And the old Polymers is available as well at InfowarsTeam.com, discounted. But this baby's got masses of vitamin A, B1, B3, B6, B12, a bunch of key acids, vitamin D3, a bunch of other just really important little goodies in it. And it's got that super antioxidant currant berry from New Zealand. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Polymers Plus available right now at InfowarsTeam.com. There's also a phone number there on the site if you'd like to order that way. And I will do this for everybody watching on TV. I'm doing so much. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, I've got my well-stirred Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then I add this, because it has a little bit of green tea extract in it. Okay, coffee won't do it sometimes for me. This does. You just dump that in. And I don't know what you call it when you mix the two of these. We need to make a name for these. I learned this from pharmacist Ben Fuchs. This is his favorite drink, is a polymers mixed with a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I've got my essential fatty acids. What happened is I lost 42 pounds doing this for a few months, and I've never been a guy that drinks stuff and takes pills, so I got off of it a little bit and counted it in losing more weight. And now for about a week and a half, I've gone back on it full time, and I'm not hungry anymore, and I've lost 7 pounds in just about the last week and a half. You can probably see that on television right now. And I fully committed to the office and my wife to make me take my longevity from InfoWarsTeam.com. And you will see me lose all the weight like Aaron did, 92 pounds. Get ready. I'm doing it. There, I just took my essential fatty acid. And that way it's so good for your brain, but then also you're not hungry. Perfect formulation from longevity, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I will drink this bad boy down and be ready to get out there and absolutely kick some hind in this afternoon with all the work I've got after we do this show. Okay, hadn't plugged for the last 2.5 hours, so I did some mid-air refueling there. Now, we're going to get our guest to pop in here in a moment, but let's go to John in Michigan. Thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Jones?
Oh, I'm pretty wound up on my Polymers Plus.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was wound up about an hour ago. I got a story for your new newspaper.
Tell me.
I was calling in reference to a rifle for sale that I found. And so what I did is I texted the guy. I said, do you still have your rifle for sale? Well, apparently I was one digit off on the text. About 10 minutes later, I got a call from the police station. Wanted to know why I was texting this person about a gun. And I said, well, I noticed I texted the wrong number. And I'm sorry. And so he calls up and he says, how did it go? He said, I need to know who I'm speaking with. And I said, well, what's this in reference to? And he said it was about, you know, a gun and everything. And I said, well, my name's John. And he wanted to know why I was calling this person. I said, well, it was in reference to a gun sale. And I said, I texted the wrong number. I said, is that a crime in America to do a wrong number? And he said he was following up on a report and he needed my name and my last name and all this information. I said, you know what? You've got your report. It was a wrong number. My name's John. And he said, no, you're gonna tell me everything. And I said, I'm not telling you anything. I said that you got enough information for your report. And I said, I said, you know, I can give you the number I was going to call so you can see it was one digit off. And he said, well, go ahead and give it to me. So I started to get it, and then I thought, you know what, that guy doesn't need to be molested by the police either. So I said, you know what, I got a change of heart. I'm not going to give it to you. And then he started getting real irate.
Well, I would have said to him, hey, why don't you go out to the White House shipping guns to Mexico? Listen, they're arresting people for lemonade stands and for their children riding on the sidewalk with chalk out front their house because they can't go after real criminals. And the political police chiefs, basically put in by the feds, promote these guys if they do this. I've got a report out of Texas here. It's in my stack. I meant to get to it. Where the neighbor gets in a fight, he shoots his neighbors, or shooting at him. The police pull up. The guy's got him pinned down with his AR-15. Another good neighbor shoots him with his Colt 44, and the cops put him in the handcuffs and say, we don't know if a civilian should be able to do this. And there was a debate in the town on whether the guy that shot the guy shooting at the cops should go to jail. And the cop who he saved said, well, I think it's okay for civilians to do that. Hey, cops, you're a civilian, too. This isn't some war zone you've occupied. We've gotten to the point now, folks, that in Texas, if a guy is shooting at police and you shoot the guy, they want to put you in jail. I mean, it's cuckoo land. It's cuckoo land what this country's turned into. So I mean, I would have just hung the phone up. So what else? And I said, what's your name? What's your number? I want to talk to you. But, I mean, the point is that in a police state, they're told, act on a tip. Even if the carpet cleaner says, hey, he's got a case of guns in his house in Austin, Texas, the cops know that's not illegal. They still come. Because it's in the Stasi state, it's important to teach the tattletale that they've got power by being part of going after people. So how did this end?
Well, I didn't even get to the good part of the story yet. Since I wasn't cooperating with him and I was only giving him my name and what had happened, he said, I told him, I said, you know what, you've got my number. I'm sure you can trace this. If you want to talk to me any longer, you can come over to my house. And he said, you know what? He says, if you don't give me any information, I'm going to get a warrant. I'm going to come and kick your door down and take your guns. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, I'm going to come and kick your door down. And once I heard that, I told my wife, give me her phone. She's got a recorder on it. So I started recording it. And I told him, once I started recording, I said, what did you say again? You're going to come over to my house and do what? And I think he knew what was going on, but he didn't say it again. But
what's the department?
Grayling Sheriff's Department in Michigan. So long story short, he ends up hanging up on me. So I call the number back, and I asked to speak with whoever just called me and harassed me, and they wouldn't give me anybody. I said, well, I'm filing a complaint. I want to file a complaint because this
don't worry, their globalist masters have already wrecked Michigan good. None of them are going to have jobs soon anyway. So they've mission complete. America down for the count. Good job, men. Go ahead. What else happened?
I called back again, and I told him, or at the same time, I told him I wanted to call back. So the undersheriff finally calls me back a half hour later, and I told him the situation. And he
was trying to, like, entrap you into something wrong. It's like, hey, loon, I was calling somebody out of an ad to buy a gun. You got my number? I'm talking to you.
Yeah, and so I recorded that whole conversation, and he started laughing when I told him what had happened. And I said, this funny to you? And he's laughing. I said, you know what? I'm filing a complaint with this. And he says, oh, you ain't going to do that. I said, yeah. I said, you're probably going to hear from a lawyer.
By the way, they can't stop you from filing a criminal complaint. And when they don't, that becomes another criminal action. But they count on your ignorance.
Well, he told me that I couldn't sue him because I didn't suffer any monetary or any physical damages. And I said, you know what, buddy? I've suffered some.
Hey, you know what? Sue him and let him beat the rap. It doesn't matter. They're all drinking fluoride water and taking cancer shots anyways. Hey, check your laws there. But if you're a one-party consent in that state, plus they're a public servant, put it on YouTube if it's legal and lawful. I appreciate your call. Yeah, that's about standard procedure up there. Speaking of Michigan, we have a man who, you can read the story up at Infowars.com, just won the primary up there in Michigan. He's running as a Democrat. And he's a patriot, and he witnessed the government get the underwear bomber on the plane. That was later confirmed in congressional testimony. And you can read the article. Kurt Askell wins House Representatives primary in Michigan, and he's here to tell us about that. Very exciting to hear about that, Kurt. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Alex. Glad to be back on your show again.
Good to have you here. So tell us what's happening up there with your congressional run.
Yeah, you know, I had a big day yesterday. I won the Democrat primary here in Michigan. I actually won every precinct in 7 counties, so I was pretty excited about that.
Looks like we're going to have a congressman.
I hope so. You know,
that district's pretty heavily Democrat, right? You just won the Democrat primary.
No, it's actually 51% Republican.
So, well, I was reading, though, articles months ago saying the Democrats might win up there, but go ahead, continue. You're running as a Democrat, yeah.
Yeah, well, I have a very good shot of winning, but yeah, it's not, it does, my district does not lean Democrat at all. No, it's very, very.
I thought they were rewriting a bunch of that, but I'm incorrect. So tell us what else is going on.
Yeah, so, you know, I did a lot of campaigning, got a lot of support, and, you know, it's pretty exciting for me. I've never run for office before. And, you know, just to go out and have all the people wish me well, you know, it's nice to hear instead of people attacking me, saying, you know, he's some kind of conspiracy theorist or something like that. You know, that gets so old when, you know, all I'm trying to do here is, you know, help the country get back to what it once was.
Well, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're going to come back and talk about your run for Congress up there and what you stand for and what you're saying out there that let you beat the guy you were running against. Kurt Haskell is our guest, joining us from Michigan. He just won the Democratic primary there, and we're going to break down that run briefly on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Okay, Kurt Haskell is our guest, survivor of the underwear bomber. He and his wife, Usha Mutalib, looking not too looking drugged from the descriptions I've heard. It's like all these other patsies being put on the airplane by the U.S. government. And later that came out in congressional testimony. Kurt, what are you running on that's so successful? And what are you going to do when the media, as you get ready to beat this guy, because it's neck and neck, brings up, how dare you as a survivor? How dare you, be someone that exposed the fact that he was gotten on the plane?
Well, I've been on the show many times, and we all know, anyone that followed that case knows that it was admitted during the hearings in Congress that he was put on the plane intentionally. So that's what I'm going to say. I mean, how do you deny that? There's a video of it on YouTube, so that's going to be my response to that. But what am I running on that's so successful? I'm running on a three-part campaign. I want to restore the middle class instead of this have and have not system that we're getting into the past few years. Of course, I'm very big on constitutional rights, as I'm sure you probably suspected and many of your listeners have. And also, I want to go get to a balanced budget and do something about the debt and, go to a hard money standard or honest money, like Ron Paul likes to call it. So, that's the three parts of my campaign. My opponent Wahlberg is supported by the banks and Wall Street, and all his votes go against the people. Therefore, the banks, Wall Street, and the ultra rich. So people are getting really tired of that up here. He also ran as a Tea Party candidate when he ran, yet all of his votes go against the Constitution. He's voted for CISPA and H.R. 347, Renewal of the Patriot Act, NDAA, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, I'm against all of those. I'm very pro-Constitution. I would vote against all of them, including the body scanning machines. Of course, I want to get rid of those. So, and, of course, I don't want to just audit the Federal Reserve Bank. I want to get rid of it completely. I think it's a complete disaster for America. So I want to take it one step further than, the recent bill that was passed. So those are a few things I'm running on.
Well, I've seen your platform, and I probably agree with about 90% of it. But the issue is, we know you're a guy of credibility who has honor and courage and will not let peer pressure get to you. The first month and a half where the FBI was disagreeing with your story, and then it all came out in Congress and in a few news articles. Oh, the U.S. government did ask the State Department to get him on the airplane, and they did get him a visa, and he didn't have a passport. And Kurt Haskell was right about that, and they don't want to release the security tapes. And why was he brought around the body scanners? Well, it was the rollout of the body scanners here, set for the next week, January 1st. This was a PR rollout, so they got a little... In closing, what is the website? How do people in Michigan get behind you to make sure you get into Congress?
Sure. KurtHaskellForCongress.com. And, of course, guys, I really need some donations to support my campaign. I spent quite a bit of my own money on the primary. And to beat Wahlberg, I'm going to need to raise a lot of money. He has $600,000 in the bank, I think. I don't think I need to raise that much to win because I'm a much better candidate, but I need to raise a significant amount.
And so, by the way, you are pro-Second Amendment.
Very much. The entire Constitution I support.
Big well, time. Let's just be clear. Isn't that other Republican? I'm going from memory. But, isn't he quasi-anti-gun?
Yeah, just because I'm running as a Democrat doesn't mean I'm a liberal.
No, I know. But if the guy you're running against has 100% guns, get him on that. Yeah. Pro-Democrat... A pro-gun Democrat will sink a neocon any day. Hey, buddy, great job. Look forward to doing a longer interview soon.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
Give us the website again.
KurtHaskellForCongress.com.
KurtHaskellForCongress.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. More calls coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.